It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Central Ohio's Catholic teams combined for a record of 4-3 in Week 2. One of those wins came in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night as Hartley rolled over Central Crossing 42-7. Also last week, DeSales beat Clarkson North 49-12. Watterson came up a little short, losing to Olentangy Orange 28-21. St. Charles fell to Reynoldsburg 30-0. Reedy edged Briggs 24-21. Fisher Catholic lost to Portsmouth East 38-0, and Newark Catholic beat Nelsonville York 41-21. Tonight in our CCO Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, Reedy looks to make it two wins in a row as they face Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard-Bradley. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Also tonight, DeSales hosts Canal Winchester. Watterson welcomes Walsh Jesuit to Hagley Field. Hartley is on the road at Marion Franklin. And St. Charles travels to Big Walnut. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic hosts Columbus Academy. And tomorrow afternoon, Fisher Catholic is at home to face Northridge. Time for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's Hartley Central Crossing game and get his thoughts on tonight's Reedy CHCA matchup. Then we'll talk with Hartley head man, Brad Birchfield, and Hawks senior slot back and safety, Cameron Culver. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Bryce Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Bishop Hartley picked up its first win of the season, knocking off Central Crossing in convincing fashion, 42-7 in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Our coach, Larry Wolf, was there to call the action, and he joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, Hartley jumped out to a 35-0 halftime lead. How are the Hawks able to dominate the Comets?
They were absolutely dominant in the pits. I mean, down there in the trenches where everybody has to block and tackle and do all that good, dirty work, Hartley was absolutely dominant. I mean, guys like Nick Dawes and Thomas Kazmir and Cody Kirkbride and Max Steiniger, the front four inside there on the offense, they just did a fantastic job. And then they had playmakers on the outside. I mean, Jade Manley had a big game. And I mean, it just goes on and on. But the surprise, I think, was that their quarterback, Connor Collins, who took over the reins because of an injury at that position. He didn't miss a beat. I mean, he had a great game. And, of course, when you're handing off to Marquette Dixon and the folks that they have in the backfield like Cameron Culver, it's not that difficult to play quarterback. But he did a nice job nonetheless. So Hartley was just dominant in the trenches.
We're joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf. He teams with Randy Reinhardt to bring you all the play-by-play of tonight's Reedy Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy matchup. It's at Hilliard-Bradley High School. And it's our CCO Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Coach, last week, Reedy beat Briggs 24-21, despite the Silver Knights losing their two top running backs, Devin Dukes and Jayshon Norris, in the first half due to illness and injury. If neither of those two can go tonight, man, that challenges that Silver Knights offense.
Well, it does challenge them. And last week, Devin Dukes had three rushes for 40 yards in the first quarter and then had to leave the game. I don't know, you know, they had taken to the hospital. And Reedy still outrushed and had more total offense than Briggs did. But I had a chance to see that game, and I was really impressed by both teams, actually. But I was really impressed that Reedy just didn't miss a beat. They continued to do what they do, regardless of the fact that they lost one of the best running backs in Central Ohio in Devin Dukes. And if he can play, he's a difference maker. But he's struggled through the first two games so far, staying on the field. So, you know, hopefully he'll get healthy and be able to help the Knights down the road. But this is a big game for the Knights, because this is another playoff type team with Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy.
Former New Albany head coach Mark Mueller is in his first season as head coach of CHCA. What does he bring to the Eagles?
Well, I mean, he's coming from New Albany. He's coming from a program that has historically had great athletes. But, you know, the Cincinnati Hills team has had some great athletes, too. And you know, they're kind of a well-kept secret up here in Columbus. But down in Cincinnati, you know, it's one of those private prep schools that they do a nice job, and they get some pretty good athletes to come there. And they've had several playoff teams, and they've had a pretty good run down there for probably the last 15 years or so.
As always, thanks for taking the time to join us, Coach. We'll look forward to hearing you and Randy about 40 minutes from now.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as Reedy battles Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard-Bradley. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from Central Ohio and talk with the coaches and players from key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores at our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Bishop Hartley picked up its first win of the season with a 42-7 romp over Central Crossing in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the preview show. And Brad, you jumped out to a fast start, never looked back. How do you feel your team played in those first 30 minutes last week?
Well, it was good. It was. It's always good to get a win, obviously. You know, when you drop your first one, you start to think in the back of your head, uh-oh, we really need one. And when's it coming? And, you know, we got off to a really fast start the way we intended. You know, we didn't break a lot of big plays. We really grinded it out. I think sometimes when you do that on the first drive, it sends a message because they are high school kids, sends a message to them that, hey, maybe this isn't our night. And then we kind of backed it up with a three and out on defense and scored again, and then really kind of confirmed that we wanted to be in command of that football game.
Coach, that was a dominating performance last Friday night over a Division I program that has made the playoffs the past two seasons. We talked with you last week about adding these teams, the bigger schools in the area, to the schedule. What do you think that performance last week says about your program?
You know, I don't know. I guess it depends on who's listening, because I think that, you know, I think people that know real football in Ohio know that, you know, we're a legitimate elite football team no matter which division. You know, the best of the best can play with the best of the best, you know, at whatever level we're talking about. So I think to those people it says, yeah, you know, they're really good. That's what it should be. And then maybe to people who just say, oh, this is just Division I, it must be better. The inaccuracy there, it says, you know, I don't know if they're ever going to impress them. Those people will probably say, well, Central Crossing must not be good because Hartley beat them. So I don't know that we're ever impressing those guys.
Joined by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks on the road at Marion Franklin tonight. And speaking about playing quality teams, this is the fourth straight season you've played the Red Devils. You've won the first three games. Marion Franklin has made the postseason 11 out of the last 12 seasons. Has this series helped your program?
Well, certainly. We talked to the kids about it on Thursday that when we put this game on the schedule, it was, you know, the undisputed best team in the City League. And, you know, we were trying to become an elite football team in the Central Catholic League. And the superpowers need to kind of face off with one another and see what they got. And, you know, they've been some terrific games. You know, the first two games were just were really classics. You know, last year we kind of got after them a little bit. And we'll see what we got tonight.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Marion Franklin.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. A key member of his team is senior slot back and safety Cameron Culver, who spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Cameron, a big 42-7 win over Central Crossing last week. It was our game of the week here on AM 820. You guys jump out to that 35-0 first half lead behind Nick Cohn and Marquette Dixon's touchdowns. Talk about how well you thought you guys played last week.
We did real well. I think our offensive line kind of set the tempo a little bit. We kept it moving. We didn't slow down. We kind of wanted to get points on the board right away, and yeah, our offensive line just set the tone.
You guys don't throw the ball a lot here, obviously. That's pretty well known. But Jake Ruby was out. It's tough when your starting quarterback is out. Connor Collins stepped in. How did you think he played?
He played real well. He played exceptional. It wouldn't be the first time that he stepped up and took over the starting quarterback last year. He did it against Hamilton Southeastern. So I think the team was pretty confident in what he could do.
You had your season, unfortunately, cut short last year. It was one of the things I remember watching the state title game. You on the sidelines cheering your team on. First things first about that, talk about how difficult that was to not be a part of that playoff run, at least on the field.
It hurt. But then again, like I said before in a other interview, like I couldn't just hang my head and, you know, be upset about it. I kind of had to cheer my team on and just be like a leader off the field.
Well, you could tell you were doing that for sure. You were still enjoying it. Two games into the year this year, how's the knee so far?
It's pretty good. I can see like week by week coming back. It's getting better and better. I would say I'm about 90%, 93% right now, but yeah, it's getting back.
That's good to hear. This week you guys take on Marion Franklin, an opponent you're familiar with. You guys have played them the last 3 years. You've had success against them. What have you guys done the last 3 years that has allowed you to be successful against the Red Devils?
I would say our tempo. Our tempo, we kind of set the pace from the start. Against them, we kind of want to slow it down and just run the ball, and kind of wear them out. And then, you know, attack them from the outside and then get them right back in with the inside run game. So that's kind of our strategy.
Marion Franklin, a team like you guys, a lot of athletes. You're back there as the center fielder on defense, basically playing safety. What are some things that their athletes do that are going to give you some difficulties this week?
They're fast. They're fast and they're quick. So it's going to be hard to, like, try to see everybody and what they're doing against our corners and stuff. But I trust the guys. I trust the outside linebackers, and I trust the corners that they're going to be able to do their job, and I can watch over top.
Well, Cameron, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week against Marion Franklin.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Hartley captain Cameron Culver and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks on the road to take on Marion Franklin tonight. When we come back, we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks and Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Giannotti.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Newark Catholic goes to 2-0 on the season following last Saturday's 41-21 win over Nelsonville York. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the Preview Show. And coach, you jump out to an early 21-7 lead, but you needed a big fourth quarter to pull away and get the win.
Yeah, it was that's a very tradition-rich program down there, and it's just been a great week two for us now, I think for 8 years. We knew we were going to have to go down and really play four quarters. They were full of three-year starters and had a four-year starter at running back and a three-year starter at QB. So, yes, to get out of there with a nice win was certainly a good thing.
Coach Kyle Gibson, your running back, has a huge game for you. He rushes for 309 yards and three touchdowns on 25 carries. One, how good was he last week? And two, is that as good as any performance you've ever had from a running back?
You know, if you're talking about effort and attitude, you know, he certainly brings it with as well as any. You know, Kyle, his 309 yards were our second. Kid named Mark Nichols went for 313 against Granville in 07, but that's the second most ever. So what a night, and he's just setting his blockers up well, and he's usually making one guy miss, and he's following an experienced offensive line.
We're joined by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, hosting Columbus Academy tomorrow night. Coach, the Vikings are averaging 53 points a game through two games. What do you have to do defensively to slow them down?
You know, we have to come to the reality that they're going to get yardage. They have great athletes and a good, smart coach. So we can't overreact to their great speed. We just have to play disciplined and plan our spots and just, you know, obviously just make them earn everything. And it looks like it's going to be easier said than done.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, welcomes Columbus Academy to White Field tomorrow. Fisher Catholic falls to 0-2 following last Saturday's 38-0 loss to Portsmouth East. Irish head coach Mike Yannotti joins us now on the preview show. And last week in this show, Coach, you talked about how tough Portsmouth East is, and boy, they were as advertised, weren't they?
Well, yes. They won the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for most of the game, and so it made it very difficult for us to get anything done.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, the Irish taking on Northridge tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. What can you tell us about the Vikings, Coach?
Well, they've got some really nice skilled players. They're 0-2 also, so they're hungry for a win. I know the coach from he was here at Canal Winchester at times, and we've seen a lot of them on film, so they throw the ball well. But they play good defense at times. Like both teams, they're still learning and trying to get better. They had a heartbreaker last week, and they could have won. So we've got our hands full again.
Coach, Northridge has had some trouble, though, on special teams this year, allowing a couple kicks returned for touchdowns, also fumbling some themselves. Is special teams an area that you guys are hoping to take advantage of this week?
It's a third part of the team, obviously. And we practice some areas of special teams every day in practice. We're going to look to hopefully minimize mistakes and take advantage of theirs if they make any. So, yes, we're planning for all phases of the game.
All righty, Coach. Thanks a lot. Good luck tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish hosting Northridge tomorrow afternoon at 4. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll visit with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals senior linebacker Kevin Leary. Then we talk with the sales head man Ryan Wiggins and Stallion senior safety Andre White. Stay with us.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. St. Charles hung tough with Reynoldsburg in the first half last Friday night, but the Raiders pulled away late in the third and fourth quarters to win it 30-0. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, you were down just 7-0 at the half. What did you do so well in the first half to keep it so close?
Well, we did. We really. I know people think I'm crazy when we say this, but we really made a lot of improvements over week one, and our offensive line blocked a lot better. And so we didn't turn the ball over in the first half. Second half, we turned it over twice, and then we had really two other turnovers on kickoffs. So it got out of hand really quick after those turnovers. And if it wasn't for that, it would have been a lot closer. The other thing is, we were inside the 5-yard line probably three times during the game and came away with nothing. So our team's kind of on the verge of being right there, ready to make a little bit of a move, and I think we had a good week of practice this week.
Coach, Reynoldsburg quarterback Nathan Barco in their opening win over New Albany threw for 332 yards and two scores. You guys held him to just 78 yards passing, though. What did your defense do so well to keep their passing game in check?
Well, I'll tell you what, we didn't really stop him. We slowed him down, but we have a pretty aggressive style of calling the defense. And, you know, Mike Reggie and Rocky Pintella worked together good to keep that style of aggression, keep the offense guessing a little bit. So we have some blitzes and things that we do kind of keep the quarterback off balance, and I think that led us to some success in that first half.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals traveling to Big Walnut tonight, and Coach, you alluded to it, three times inside the five, coming away with no points. What did you work on in practice this week to turn those into points from now on?
Well, our kids are inexperienced running our offense, so there's really some just little coaching points, how the quarterback reads the option, how we block certain situations when the defense is trying to be aggressive. And those are things that are all correctable, and we feel like we've got an upper hand on getting some of those things corrected. But to be honest with you, we could have came away with a field goal here or there or whatever, but, we're trying to instill a toughness attitude in our kids, and we really want to be a kind of team that can get 3 yards whenever we want, and we just weren't able to do it. Reynoldsburg did a great job of buckling down. Anytime a team can get a goal line stand, it's an amazing thing for a defense. And they were able to do that three times. So, you got to give credit to them. But I think that we're a better team now from having faced that.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight against Big Walnut.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to it.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. To slow down that Big Walnut running attack, the Cardinals will need a big night from linebacker Kevin Leary, who spoke with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Kevin, last week you guys played at Reynoldsburg, another Division I, probably playoff team. You were only down 7-0 at halftime, and that was after you got stopped at, fourth and goal there right at the end of the half. Did you guys feel pretty confident going heading into the half, or did you, you had to feel like you were pretty close, like right in there?
Yeah, we felt pretty good going into half. Going into the second half, when we were walking out, the Reynoldsburg guys were getting mad at each other, so that kind of boosted our confidence up too. But then the kick at the beginning of the second half kind of lowered the morale, but we still try to fight back every play.
Yeah, good. Like I said, it ended up 30-0, but like I said, you guys have, especially these first 2 weeks, have really played hard in the first couple halves. Second half haven't seemed to go on your way, but like I said, definitely looks like you're making progress. Is that what you think out there?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think we're making progress.
Okay, this week you guys travel up to Big Walnut. They're also looking for their first win, so do you expect kind of a sense of urgency game for both teams? Both teams looking for their first win, and both teams have played really quality opponents the first 2 weeks, so I'm expecting a pretty close game. Is that what you're expecting?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely because we've beaten them the past couple of years, and they're definitely looking for some revenge, especially that game 2 years ago when we beat them in overtime. So they're definitely going to come out strong.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles senior linebacker Kevin Leary and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals are on the road at Big Walnut tonight. St. Francis de Sales used big plays to jump out to an early lead and cruise to a 49-12 victory over Clarkson North of Canada last Friday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And, Coach, you had a 21-0 lead after just 4 minutes of the game. Jalen Noble returned the opening kickoff for a score. Then Ryan Corcoran and Andre White both recovered fumbles and returned them for touchdowns. Have you ever had a start to a game like that?
No, I haven't. And I don't think you see things like that very often. Coaches talk about getting off to a great start, but to take the opening kickoff back and then defense goes in, I was happy with the. I thought we were opportunistic. I thought this team, they might cough it up here and there, and so for us to get those opportunities early and jump out like that was a great way to start the game.
Coach, how much of a relief is it to your offense when your defense and your special teams put points on the board?
I mean, it's huge, and it's just you don't see that very often. You don't see 21-0 just a few minutes into the game, and your offense has only been on the field 3 plays, and that's exactly what happened. So great way to start a game. It's certainly not the way you draw it up. It's certainly not the way it's going to go every week, but it was a fun way to start, and it was got the energy going, and got our sideline going, and you know, from there we were just able to kind of pile it on. So it's a lot of fun.
We're joined on the preview show by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His 2-0 Stallions hosting Canal Winchester tonight. Last season, you beat Canal 27-22. It was a game where you had an early lead, but you had to hold on tight for the win at the end. What lesson do you think that taught your players, and have you reminded them of that game this week?
Yeah, we did. We talked about that game, and we were able to make some plays early. Took advantage of a few of Canal's mistakes, but then sort of the opposite happened in the second half where they took advantage of some of our mistakes. Next thing you know, it's 27-22, it's late in the game, and we got to get a few first downs to ice the game. So, you know, I think the lesson is you got to play four quarters, you got to play all 48 minutes. You know, the team on the other end is never out of it. The execution is most important regardless score situation or what point it is in the game. So, you know, I think our guys learned that lesson. It's still good to come out with a win. I mean, you set out to win, and you win, you're happy. But we need to play a more complete game, and I think our guys learned that last year.
At 2-0 on the year, the Indians have already matched their win total from last season. They've got a number of key returners back on their team this year, including quarterback Trevor Harrison Ron and running back Nick Teal. Do you believe that Canal is a better team this season than last, and how much so?
I think they're much better. They return guys up front, which, you know, for what they're doing, the way they run the football, I think that's been a big thing. And they have great size up front, and their backs run hard. You mentioned that, you know, their experience across the board, they return a lot of guys. Same thing defensively. You know, I think they're aggressive. They've got some combination of size and athleticism. They're as big a team as we've seen up to this point, you know, in terms of their sheer size. So, and they're 2-0. They're off to a great start, whereas they haven't been that for a couple of years. So they've obviously figured something out, and they've got it clicking a little bit. So it'll be a good challenge for us. We got to go in there and play our game in order to win.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Canal Winchester.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, a big contributor in the Stallions' win last week over Clarkson North. As we mentioned, safety Andre White, who returned a fumble 31 yards for a score. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Andre earlier this week.
Andre, a big 49-12 win over Clarkson North last week, team out of Canada. You guys scored three touchdowns in the first 4 minutes of the game. Jared returns the opening kickoff, and then you guys get two scooping scores on defense. One of those was yours, I think 31 yards. You ran it in. First things first, what do you remember about that play that you scored? On, and then secondly, how nice is that to get out to that big early lead?
I came to the ball and I saw that he fumbled the ball and I like picked it up, and I first my first look was inside to make sure I was trying to find my lane. I saw my blockers on the outside, so I cut outside. Jared Noble and Darius Mullins gave me two huge blocks on the way to the end zone. I just fell in, got the score.
And then that big lead. How nice is that to jump out to that early lead? Take a little pressure off of you guys?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when you're 2 minutes into the game, you're already up 21-0. I mean, it takes a lot of pressure off of you. You feel like you can play more loose, you can play more free, make a lot of plays, play fast on the ball.
We talked with Coach. You guys lost a whole starting secondary last year. Now, you had a lot of guys coming back with playing time, including yourself back there at the safety spot. But Clarkson North, a team that throws the ball a lot, do you feel you guys got a good test last week from them? And how do you guys feel you held up?
Oh, yes, sir. I think we got a pretty good test. We was a lot of Mustang, a lot of deep balls. They had some fast guys, really athletic guys. And we had to really play our assignments and do our jobs. But I think we did pretty well.
You move on to this week, you take on Canal Winchester. They're a team that's already matched their win total from last year. You guys played them last year. What do you remember about that game?
I just remember that we got out to a comfortable lead. Second half, we came out kind of sluggish. They came back on us. They almost really came back on us. And then it was really uncomfortable at the end. And I think this year we'll be ready. We'll be playing all four quarters.
Talk about that lesson that you guys learned in that, and how maybe that helped you throughout last year and into this year too.
Oh, we just learned to always play hard, no matter what the score is, no matter what's going on. I think that sometimes you get into a big lead, comfortable lead. You think you're really putting it on a team, and then they'll come out guns ablazing, and they can really take advantage of it if you're not ready. So you always got to play hard.
This is your third of five home games to open the season. How nice is that to have so many games here at Alumni Stadium?
It's so great. It's so great playing in front of that crowd. They're really energetic. They get live. The band's playing. It's just a fun time, especially when you're winning games.
Well, Andre, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week against Canal Winchester.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to our Ryan Baker and to Sales senior safety Andre White. The Stallions welcome Canal Winchester to Alumni Stadium tonight. We pause now. When we come back, it's Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic and Eagles tight end and defensive end Nick Geisler. Then we'll check in with Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights running back linebacker Brandon Burks on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Bishop Waterson trailed Olentangy Orange 28-6 with a minute left in the third quarter last Friday night before mounting a big comeback that came up just short as they fell 28-21. Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic joins us now. And, Coach, you had to like the way your kids fought back.
Oh, we did. But Doug Press is a double-edged sword because we felt, you know, we had really dominated the game in a lot of ways statistically. I mean, that's not the one that counts on the scoreboard, but to be in that position, you know what I mean? We had had so many more plays than them, so many more yards. We just didn't finish drives and made a few mistakes defensively and special teams that put ourselves in that position. But I was very pleased with the fight the kids had.
Coach, you talked about that. You outgained the Pioneers 372 yards to 193, a time of possession advantage of 37-22 to 10-38. So your offense obviously played a lot better this week. What did you like from the offensive side of the ball?
I just thought we executed way better, blocked better. I mean, simple things like that, completed more passes. We just didn't really get enough out of it. And as much as that was said, you know, we're only up 3-0 after really dominating most of the first half. And then after we had another, scoop and score against us, we're down 7-3 without them having done that much. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes.
We're joined by Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. Up next, the Eagles host Walsh Jesuit tonight at Hagley Field. Last season, you knocked off the Warriors 21-0. What do you remember from that game, and what can some of the players who played in that game take away from it for tonight?
Well, it was rainy as heck. I do remember that up in mm-hmm. Cuyahoga Falls. We played well, took advantage of some turnovers. You know, they're a different team. They're doing a total different offense this year. They're an option offense and kind of made some changes what they wanted to do. And defensively, they're similar. So, I mean, I guess you could. I mean, but there wasn't a lot of guys that played significant minutes that are, you know, returning for us as starters this year.
The Walsh defense has been playing good so far this year. Last week, they lost to Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's 10-3. The only touchdown in that game was a fumble recovery for a score. So how can you keep the offensive momentum that you gained last week rolling tonight against the Warriors?
Well, I think you got to keep them off balance. They run the ball real well. They do some good things. They've given up some yards here and there, but reared their backs up when they got, you know, in the red zone and held people out. And so we got to execute, really not make mistakes. And mistakes aren't just turnovers, just little execution things on blocking and route running and things like that. And hopefully that'll help us out.
Joined by Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic, his Eagles hosting Walsh Jesuit tonight. The Warriors losing a lot from last season's team, including lineman Jack Wallabaugh, who's playing his college football now at Ohio State. One player who is back is quarterback Alex Whiteman, who missed the game against you last season with a concussion. What do you see on film from him this season?
They're doing different. He's doing a nice job and being in a new offense for them, like I said, running some triple option. He's an athletic kid, quick. He throws a good ball, too, so it's not just one that option that will never throw it, so they will throw it. And I think his experience, and, you know, it looks like each week, you know, as we've gotten, you know, obviously week one to week two, they're getting more comfortable with their offense, the new changes they've made, and you know, I think he's doing a nice job for them.
All righty, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Walsh Jesuit.
Thank you very much.
Waterston head coach Dan Bajelic. The Eagles' first offensive touchdown of the season came last week when Will Davis hit Nick Geisler for an 18-yard score. Our Ryan Baker spoke with the senior tight end Tuesday.
Nick, a tough 28-21 loss to Olentangy Orange last week, but a lot of things that you guys can hang your hat on coming out of week two. You were down 28-6 in the third quarter, but you fought back and actually had a chance to tie the game on the last play of the game. Talk about how you guys were able to fight back in that one.
Well, we've been driving the ball the whole game, and we just didn't end drives well. I think when we realized that we got to play better and step it up and get going, in the fourth quarter, we started to get going, and we saw everything go well and everything come together.
You talked about the offense was able to drive the ball some. You guys outgained Orange 372-193 and had the ball 37 minutes to just their 10.5. What were you able to do offensively there that you liked and that you think you had something you worked on there?
We execute our block schemes well. I mean, we got 10 yards maybe per run sometimes. We threw the ball well, except for at the end. Altogether, it was just a perfectly executed game for us.
Well, the next one's this Friday night at Hagley Field. You guys taking on Walsh Jesuit. Last year, you guys beat the Warriors 21-0. What do you remember about that game?
I remember it was raining. It was pretty wet, and everything just went our way. Defense caused numerous turnovers. We were in great field position most of the game, and it helped us win.
You're a defensive end on this team. Your defense has been pretty good so far this year. What do you attribute that to?
I think we all just know our jobs, and we're all doing our jobs soundly. And when we do our jobs soundly, we play well. I mean, I think we've only let up 21 points on the defense all year. So,
well, Nick, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get in there to the weight room with your team. Good luck this Friday night when you take on Walsh.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to Waterston senior tight end and defensive end Nick Geisler for that. The Eagles hosting Walsh Jesuit tonight. Bishop Reedy jumped out to a 17-7 halftime lead against Briggs last Saturday and hung on for a 24-21 win over the Bruins. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the preview show. And coach, one of the reasons you had to hang on was your two top running backs went out in the first half. Devin Dukes, who's been dealing with a heart illness for the past 2 years. Jayshon Norris suffered an injury in the second quarter, but senior Donald Butts came in 65 yards in the second half. You had to like the way he picked up the slack.
We sure did. Donald has worked at running back for us for 2 years and has seen limited action, but he's a starter at outside linebacker for us. But he got called in and he ran the ball extremely hard, and he ran it inside between the tackles, which is tough running, and he really pounded them for us, and he did a great job, an outstanding job.
Coach, quarterback Austin Aiello, he stepped up through for 108 yards and two touchdowns in the game. Are you impressed with what you've seen from the sophomore signal caller so far?
You know, so far he's done a good job for us. You know, he's a little undersized at 5'9", 5'10", about 145 pounds, and he lacks a little bit of arm strength, but he makes up with attitude and knowing where to throw the football, and he's very accurate. So, I think he's done a great job as a sophomore so far, and this guy's going to get better week after week.
We're joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. The Silver Knights taking on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard-Bradley tonight in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, live right here on AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show. Eagles first-year head coach Mark Mueller is someone you're pretty familiar with from your days at Olentangy Orange and his days at New Albany. Will that familiarity with his style maybe help you tonight, coach?
Well, I think it'll help us. We do understand his defense. He runs a 3-3 stack, and he does an outstanding job. But we do have some familiarity with him in where he slants and his blitzes and things of that nature. But offensively, they ran the wing T over at New Albany, and they run the spread, and they run it extremely well. They've got a great quarterback. They've got a great running back. They've got three good receivers. They have two 280-pound offensive linemen. They're a juggernaut on offense. They've scored, I think, 40 and maybe 60 points in their first two games.
Now, Coach, you mentioned their running back. He's a big physical back, Keyshawn Gamble. Through two games, he's rushed for 408 yards and seven touchdowns on just 21 carries. That's an average of 19.5 yards a carry. How can you slow him down tonight, and does it help your defense that they go against your own big physical runner, Devin Dukes, every day in practice?
Well, it definitely doesn't hurt us to have Devin running some scout team against us, that's for sure. And, you know, I don't think you can stop this kid. I think the best way to slow him down is to try to get him stopped before he gets started, because once he starts rolling, he's a load, that's for sure. They don't have a real sophisticated running game. Most of it seems to be a zone and a counter game. But he's very strong, and if he sees a hole, he's going to burst through it. And once he gets motor, and it's going to be hard for some of our defensive backs to bring him down by themselves. So we're going to have to do a great job of gang tackling.
Coach, thanks for taking a time out from your pregame preparations. Good luck tonight against Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy in our CCL Game of the Week.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. As we mentioned, Donald Butts picked up some of the slack. The other running back, fullback Brandon Burks, also did so in last week's win for Reedy, as the top two running backs for the Silver Knights spent most of the game on the bench. Brandon Burks spoke with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Brandon, last week's game, you guys defeated neighborhood rivalry Briggs 24-21, a game in which both starting running backs, including All-State Devin Dukes, went out early in the game. Did you feel any extra pressure on yourself as a fullback and as a linebacker when they went out to really pick your game up?
Yes, sir. I felt that the team needed me to step up. Dev went out with a heart issue, so I had to step up, get most of the carries, and a lot of younger people step up.
All righty. In the end, you guys were up 24-21. Tell me about what was said in the defensive huddle there before you guys went out for their last drive where you guys stopped and were able to preserve the victory.
Well, we were focused more on the pass than the run because we knew they had a score and we were down in time, so we focused on the pass instead of the run, and we just made plays.
All right, this week you guys take on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, a team you played last year, lost 35-14, but you guys were up 14-13 and a half before the second half had a few missteps and they were able to take advantage. Tell me what you learned from last year's game and how you're going to take it into this year's game.
First half we played hard, physical. And we lost the momentum in the second half. We just got to stay consistent through the whole game.
They've scored their first two games. They've scored 41 points first week, 53 the second week. So it looks like their offense is clicking on all cylinders. How do you guys expect to slow them down? Or are there any special adjustments you guys are going to make for this week? Or?
Well, we're facing a big running back, so we have to contain him, get good hits on him, weigh him down, and we just got to play the pass great.
All right, well, thank you very much, buddy.
Our thanks to Reedy linebacker and running back Brandon Burks and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights take on Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard-Bradley in tonight's CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Week 3 of the high school football season is about to get underway. 5 of the area's Catholic teams are in action tonight. Bishop Waterston hosts Walsh Jesuit. St. Francis de Sales welcomes Canal Winchester to Alumni Stadium. Bishop Hartley heads to Marion Franklin. St. Charles is on the road at Big Walnut. And in our CCL Game of the Week, Bishop Reedy battles Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy at Hilliard-Bradley and right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and stgabrielradio.com. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic hosts Columbus Academy, and Fisher Catholic has a home game against Northridge. After the game tonight, stay tuned to AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and speak with the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com. On the other side of this break, we'll join Randy Reinhart and the coach, Larry Wolf, with the live play-by-play of tonight's Game of the Week. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob.